little boy was overheard praying, "Forgive us our trash baskets, as we forgive those who put trash in our baskets." Without knowing what to pray for, we too tend to pray for the wrong things. But Jesus says in John 16 and verse 24, "Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full." But what should we ask God for? Well, every day, we need to ask God for his wisdom. James 1:5 says, "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him." Wisdom is seeing life from God's perspective. It's seeing the relationship between our problems and our violation of biblical principles. It's understanding why things happen and to see God's purposes behind it. Have you ever had a trial? You ever wondered why? Sometimes the brightest hope in discouraging circumstances is understanding that God is using our trial for a purpose, to conform us to the image of his Son. Every trial we have is custom made. They're designed perfectly and individually for us, and God uses them to build in us the character of Jesus Christ. That's why instead of getting angry and bitter toward the people that wrong us and offend us, we need to see them as tools in God's hands that he's using to build and shape in us the character of Jesus Christ. That's how Joseph was able to forgive his brothers. He understood how God used the wrongs committed against him to accomplish his purposes. He said to his brothers, "You meant it for evil, but God meant it for good." That's wisdom. My name is Morris Hull, and you've been listening to Character Focus from Home Life Ministries. For more information, visit us online at www.hlm.org.